This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello, hello, hello everyone, and you're listening to The Happy Station. Keith Perron here with you just after 15 hours UTC for listeners in North America, but of course the signal does go to other places, so hello to you as well, and good morning to listeners in the USA and Canada and Mexico. Well, what's left of the morning anyway, and I suppose if you're getting up at 11 o'clock, it sounds a bit like the kind of schedule that I keep, only because my friends call me a vampire, and that's because I am pretty much a night owl. That's right, I don't go to bed until like extremely early in the morning, and so waking up at 11 o'clock is kind of a normal thing for me. I know that sounds very strange. I'm just so used to it by now. Anyway, it's really nice to have you with me for today's show. We have some letters to get to, and of course, a listener in our listener's corner. Now, normally we have like two or three, but this guy sent a message that was a bit longer than we normally have. So we're going to get to him later on in the show. And of course, if you want to get in touch with me, you can do so. The email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And of course, stay tuned because I'm going to tell you about two very special programs coming up. At 1 hour today, I mentioned one. But I'm going to tell you about a special program coming up next week, so stay tuned for that. So let's kick off right now with Aha from Norway, and you are the one, and the one meaning all of you listening right now to the Happy Station on 9955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band. Aha, with You Are The One beginning today's edition of Happy Station. And I want to tell you about a couple of special programs that we have coming up over the next 2 weeks. On the 14th of May at 01 and 15 hours UTC, my special guest is going to be Helen Shapiro. That's right. Many of you right now listening in the UK will definitely know that name. She was a big success in the early 60s and, well, also through the 60s and 70s. And it's funny because not many people outside the UK would know this, but her opening act in the early days was none other than the Beatles. That's right. So she's going to join me on May the 14th at 1 and 15 hours UTC. And another special program coming up on May 21st at 1 and 15 hours UTC is going to be with legendary composer, conductor, Johnny Mann. And you may be familiar with him and the Johnny Mann Singers. They were the backing group for a lot of popular singers in the U.S., everybody from Frank Sinatra, Rosemary Clooney, Sammy Davis Jr., the list goes on and on and on. So Johnny Mann will join me on the 21st of May, 2009, at 1 and 15 hours UTC. So, anyway, those are two special programs coming up. And if you checked the Facebook page, you probably would have known that by now. And I'm amazed at how many people keep signing up to the Facebook page and are chatting with each other. And two listeners contacted me and they said, on Facebook, is there somebody by the name of so-and-so, which I don't remember. And I said, I think there is. And I checked and yes, their name was there. Well, apparently they had met them many moons ago in the early 1980s through Happy Station, but then lost touch. And now they got in touch again through Facebook. So check it out. And on the Facebook page, by the way, there's also some audio. So do come along. And if you want to send me a message through the Facebook, you can. So come in and do that. And, well, you know, I'm just kind of babbling on now for no reason. Today is an interesting day because I have a bit of a cold coming on. I think you may have heard me mention a while ago that it's now coming into summer here in Taiwan, which means it's extremely hot and that air conditioning is everywhere. And I always get affected by air conditioning. I'm not a big fan of it. Even though I have air conditioning at home, I never put it as high as it is in the studio right now, which has two settings, on and off. I think that most of the restaurants and shops in Taipei also have the same problem, because yesterday I was at a restaurant with a friend of mine and we were having dinner, and I had to wear a sweater. That's how cold it was inside. And then we went outside and it was 36 degrees centigrade. Ay, ay, ay. It's really annoying. Anyway, time for more music. Here is our guest that will be on the show next week, Helen Shapiro, with one of her early hits from 1962, Walking Back to Happiness on the Happy Station.
Funny, but it's true. What loneliness can do. Since I've been away, I have loved you more each day. Walking back to happiness. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. Said goodbye to loneliness. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. I never knew I'd miss you. Now I know what I must do. Walking back to happiness I shared with you. I'm making up for things I said. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. And mistakes to which they led. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. I shouldn't have gone away. So I'm coming back today. I'm walking back to happiness I threw away. That's what I owe to you. shared with you. Walking back to happiness with you. That's what I owe to you. Walking back to happiness I shared with you. Walking back to happiness again. Walking back to happiness again. Walking back to happiness.
Helen Shapiro and Walking Back to Happiness. And Helen will be my guest next week on the show at 1 and 15 hours UTC. So if you missed it at 1, you can catch it at 15. Okay, I want to say hello to the following people right now who signed up on Facebook. A special hello to Romilly Paul and her baby boy, who both live in London, Ontario. Also, hello to Brandon Mahanahan in Ohio State. He is a new listener. Hello to Simone Kennedy, all the way in Australia. And also a hello to, let me get the name, here it is, also from Australia, France Chevalier Stewart. Well, she's not really Australian, she's actually French, hence the name France. I don't ask me about the connection. But anyway, her name is France, she's from France. And she lives in Australia. So hello to all of you and welcome to the Facebook page that I mentioned earlier on. Okay, this would be a good time to get a pen and paper handy in case you didn't have one handy already, because we're going to take a listen to one more piece of music. When we come back, we'll have our listener's corner, or I should say listener corner, this week. And then we'll get to some of the correspondence. So get a pen and paper handy, because I'll be giving out the postal address so you can send in your reception reports. And when you send in a reception report, it will be entered into a lucky draw for one of two shortwave radios. And I'm losing my voice right now, so I think it's about time we have a little bit more music, and then I'm going to go have a nice cup of coffee while it's playing. And I will be back to normal. Well, as normal as I can get anyway. Here's Maynard Ferguson with a song, well, an instrumental called Sleep Softly. Now, the title is odd, because could you really sleep softly with Maynard Ferguson and his Birdland Dream Band? I don't think so. This is The Happy Station on the air. Maynard Ferguson and his Birdland Dream Band with Sleep Softly. I don't think I'd be able to sleep if I had them as neighbors. Anyway, you're listening to Happy Station, and it's now time to get to our listener corner. The reason why I say listener corner this week is a message came in from Jerry Berg. Now, Jerry is the author of three books about shortwave broadcasting, and he sent in a message about a memory that he had of Eddie Starts. So, without further ado, as they say, here's our listener's corner.
Hi, Keith. Jerry Berg in the United States. I thought you might be interested in this little vignette about Eddie Starts, who was the first host of Happy Station. I had the pleasure of meeting him back in July 1972 when I and four other shortwave listeners were co-hosting that year's convention of the Association of North American Radio Clubs, which was an umbrella group of SWL clubs. The convention was held just outside Boston. ANARC, as it was called, had been holding SWL meetings every year since 1966, and this one turned out to be the largest one up to that time. I think we had 87 people in attendance. The ANARC conventions, they grew larger after that and eventually drew up to 200 or so people. Eddie was in the United States in part to meet with Perry Farrell. Perry was the owner with his wife Jean of Gilfer Shortwave in Park Ridge, New Jersey. Gilfer was one of the best known distributors of receivers, accessories, and various SWL supplies, and both Perry and Jean were well known in the shortwave community. Eddie was meeting with them about the possibility of publishing a book that Eddie had written about his life. Perry and Jean came to Boston and brought Eddie with them. Eddie had agreed to be the keynote speaker at our conference, and I still recall him taking the podium as one of my fellow conference organizers, Chris Lobdell, who is, like myself, still active in shortwave. As Chris turned on his tape recorder and played Eddie's theme song, A Nice Cup of Tea. And Eddie was, as you might expect, his colorful self, talking about the future of shortwave broadcasting. He was very much, he was very critical of jamming, which was a real scourge in those days, and he urged greater friendship and brotherhood among everyone. He took questions, and then after his presentation was over and the group broke up, he stuck around. He displayed various broadcast memorabilia that he had brought with him from the Netherlands. He told stories about his life in broadcasting, and he was happy to oblige those who wanted to have their pictures taken with him or obtain his autograph. So it was a great night. He was a great man. Unfortunately, his book never did get published. Keith, I love the program. Keep up the good work. Bye for now.
Jerry Berg, all the way in the USA, with a memory about Happy Station and Eddie Starts. And I'm going to have Jerry on the show in the future to talk about the three books that he wrote on international broadcasting. And when we come closer to that date, I will announce it. All right, if you want to send in a recorded message to be used on our listener's corner, it's very easy to do. You can record a file at your end, either MP3 or WAV, record it on your computer, and then email it to the following address, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's PCJ, standing for Peace, Cheer, and Joy, .happystation@gmail.com. And you have up to a minute to 2 minutes. Jerry's was a little bit long, but of course, if it's interesting, I'll use it for the whole segment. So you can make it 5 seconds if you want, if you just want to say, hello, I'm so-and-so in blah, 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 and you're listening to Happy Station, or I love Happy Station, blah, 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 this is so-and-so, etc., etc., you feel free to do so. So again, the address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Okay, we're going to take a listen to a little bit more music. When we come back, we're going to get to some of the correspondence But first, here's Sean Cassidy and Morning Girl on the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría.
So long, your lips have got some color now, a little too much cover now, your clothes have gone from nylon to lace somehow. Morning girl, my, you've been around, I see you haven't found your man, and the diamonds on the other hand, well the man is hard to find.
Cassidy and Morning Girl. What a cheerful song that is. What I'm wondering, whatever happened to Sean Cassidy? I remember when I was very young, he was very popular for a time and then he kind of just disappeared. He's the younger brother, by the way, of David Cassidy, who many of you may remember from that 1970s, early, that 1970s sitcom, The Partridge Family. The mother, by the way, is Shirley Jones, also a well-known singer and actress. So, quite entertaining family, shall we say. Okay, it's now time to get to some of the correspondence that has come in. And I can hear our Pony Express off in the distance as he's making his way closer and closer to the studio. You know, I'm so fortunate because lately our horse, who came out of retirement to come back on the show, has been giving no trouble. You know, I mentioned before that we bought him an air conditioner, and then we bought him a stable master, and then we bought him some oats and apples and everything else. But I'm always suspicious that he's going to come to me and say, oh, I want something else. I'd be like, what? I want a lady horse. Oh, so expensive. Use your imagination for that one. I'm not going to say anything. But anyway, let's get now to some of the mail that has come in. The first one is from David Kenny, and I am reading your letter, which you wrote in Reading. Okay. No, he lives in Reading in the United Kingdom, and he heard Happy Station on the 23rd of April, 2009. So thank you very much, and your QSL is on the way, and you will be entered into the lucky draw. The next one, which I'm going to mention, I've already mentioned at 1 hour UTC, but I'm going to mention it again, only because I think he might be listening to this show this time. His name is Jonathan Palukila. I'm really not pronouncing that right, Jonathan, so I apologize. He lives in Thunder Bay, Ontario. And something which I forgot to mention at 1 hour UTC today, but I am very, very familiar with Thunder Bay, Ontario. Ah, why, you may be asking. Well, I have a number of relatives that live there. I have an aunt and an uncle and many, 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 many cousins. And I used to go there in the summertime and spend 3 weeks there every year. So I am very familiar with Thunder Bay. I haven't been out of Thunder Bay for maybe 20 years, but I still remember it. And when I get home today, I'm going to dig up some pictures that were taken of me in Thunder Bay many, many years ago, and I'll post them up on the internet. So maybe you'll know the backgrounds of some of them. I'm sure you will. So I look forward to hearing from you when you can check that out. Another one that we go to right now is from Stephen Johnson, who lives in Arizona, and he's been listening to us at 15 hours UTC on his Grundig G5 radio. And I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the show. So you also be like everybody else that has sent in, which I'm not going to mention every single letter that has come in, but you also be entered into the lucky draw. And I want to state again, because a few people have been asking me, they said, well, if I send in two reception reports, does that mean I get entered twice? And the answer is yes. Just ask our good friend, John O'Neill, who has been sending them in for every show, meaning both the 1 and 15 hours UTC program. So, John, I think you're very determined to win that one of those radios. And John is very creative with the reception report that he's sending in, because he's sending pictures of, like, the Staten Island Ferry, which the one I'm looking at right now, goldfish and bridges and all kinds of things. So, John, thank you very much for those. And you will be entered into the lucky draw. Now, the lucky draw is going to be at the end of June. And I'm giving away two shortwave radios to two very lucky people. The radios are a Sanjen ATS-909 and a Sanjen ATS-606A. So if you want to enter, send along your snail mail reception reports to the following address. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And I'll say it a bit slower right now. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, that's 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Lane 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, 1, Sanmin Road, S-A-N, like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, that's B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And if you didn't have time to write that down, you can log on to the WRMI website at www.wrmi.net. Click on Happy Station and you'll find the address there. And I have to tell you, once again, I am looking so forward to getting our P.O. box, because I feel like I'm wasting, well, more time than usual talking. Well, I talk a lot anyway. But just giving out that address, which is sort of like a speech for some politician or something. Don't you think? Maybe I should be a speechwriter for some politicians at some point. I mean, I can have a long address, so I can write a five-hour speech. Anyway, okay, time for more music. So going out now to all those who had their reception reports mentioned, and to all those who didn't have them mentioned on today's show, here's Tom Meyer with a song that you know called Formi Formidable on the Happy Station.
You are the one for me, for me, for me, formidable. You are my love, very, 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 véritable. Et je voudrais pouvoir enfin un jour te le dire, te l'écrire dans la langue de Shakespeare, my Daisy, 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 désirable. Je suis malheureux d'avoir si peu de mots à t'offrir en cadeau, darling. I love you, darling, I want you. Et puis c'est à peu près tout. You are the one for me, for me, for me, formidable. You are the one for me, for me, for me, formidable. But how can you see me, see me, see me, see me noble? Je ferais mieux d'aller choisir mon vocabulaire pour te plaire dans la langue de Molière. Toi, tes eyes, ton nose, tes lips adorables. Tu n'as pas compris, tant pis, ne t'en fais pas. Viens-t'en dans mes bras, darling. I love you, darling, I want you. Et puis le reste, on s'en fout. You are the one for me, for me, for me, formidable. Je me demande même pourquoi je t'aime, toi qui te moques de moi et de tout, avec ton air canaille, canaille, canaille. How can I love you?
Tom Iyer with Formi, Formidable here on the Happy Station, and he was singing there with the Skymasters. Okay, let's now get to some email that has come in. The first one that I have here is from Edward Yelanin, who lives in Washington State. He lives in Seattle, and he wrote me a very interesting question. He said, do you listen to shortwave radio much? And what have you learned from shortwave radio? Well, yes, I do listen to shortwave radio a lot. Living here in Taipei, Taiwan, which only has one English network, now I work for them, and the last thing I want to do, of course, is listen to them when I'm at home. So in the mornings, when I wake up and I'm playing with my dogs on my balcony or on my rooftop, I'm usually listening to The Voice of America, and then sometimes on the weekends in the afternoon, The Voice of Russia, and other international broadcasters as well, including some fun ones, and I'm not sure how clear they are, let's say in North America, but something like Radio Pyongyang, which is quite interesting, Radio Japan. So yeah, I go around the dial. And to answer the second part of that question, well, when I was doing a lot of shortwave listening, more than I am now, I used to listen to, and still do, a lot of music shows, because I'm very much interested in music, and I like hearing new bands and new things. And there was a band that I heard way back in the 1980s, which I discovered from listening to shortwave. The show was... it was the John Peel show that was on BBC World Service. And as you know, John Peel is no longer with us. He worked for Radio 1 for many years, but he also did a show on the BBC World Service, and he would be playing some new music coming out of the UK. Well, if it wasn't for listening to shortwave and the John Peel show, I never would have heard this band, which we're going to take a listen to now. The band is called The House Martins. Some of you may know them. They weren't as popular in North America as they were, say, in Europe. But this was a song that I remember hearing on his show, and I have to go and buy the record. That was that simple. So a lot of music that I bought in the late 1980s and early 1990s was from listening to the John Peel show and other music programs on shortwave. Another band that I remember I had to buy the record was a band called The Wedding Present. I'm not going to play them on the show because it's a bit heavy. But I will play The House Martins Here they are with Five Get Overexcited from their debut album here on The Happy Station. The House Martins, Five Get Overexcited from their debut album, a band that I discovered from listening to the John Peel Show on the BBC World Service almost, I think, 21 years ago. Wow. Okay, let's now get to another email that came in, and this one is very, very strange. First of all, I have no idea who it's from because they didn't sign it. And it says, Dear Radio Happy Station. Well, Happy Station is not a radio station. It's a Happy Station. And then it goes underneath, it says, Dear Eddie Starts. What? Huh? Is there something that I don't know here? Anyway, yeah, he addressed it to, or she addressed it, I don't know, who addressed it to Eddie Starts. And it says, I am very glad to be listening to Happy Station for many years. Let me introduce myself. I am a lover of radio, and I love to watch international TV and listen to shortwave radio stations such as VOA, BBC, RNW, which is Radio Netherlands Worldwide, RFI, Radio Japan, and many others. Could you please send me a Happy Station program schedule, QSL card, your station flag, photos, and QSL cards each signed by your announcers? And any souvenirs you have, please send me some language books and a few Bibles, as I'm very interested. Thank you. And then it ends. Well, you think so, but then you scroll down, which I started to do, and it says, oh, I forgot to mention, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. And then, thank you again very much. And then, this is very, very strange. He says that he heard the two shows broadcast at 1:15 UTC, and he heard them at 9:00 in the morning and 9:55 a.m. Now, 9 in the morning is 1 hour UTC Taiwan time, And then he heard the show at 23 hours UTC to 23:55 UTC. Local Taiwan time, which is 15 hours to 15:55 UTC. And he heard them both on shortwave. And then there's more stuff about himself. Apparently he works in the electrical trade. And then he says more. He has more questions. What's the relationship between Happy Station, Radio Nederland, and Radio Miami International? No connection. Are you in Taipei? Yes, I am. Can you give me some dates and times for Radio Miami International, Radio Netherlands, and Happy Station, etc., etc., etc.? And then at the bottom, he says he's living in Qinghai, China, but no address. So I kind of suspected way from the beginning when he says, "Dear Eddie Starts," that maybe he got the information from the internet and just wrote it anyway. But look, since you took the time to send in this email, I will give it to Eddie personally when I see him, okay? All right. Now time for a classic Happy Station moment. Through the years of Happy Station, when it was on PCJ, which was PCJJ, Philips Radio, and also on the Radio Nederland, a number of well-known celebrities came on the show, including the one that we're going to listen to right now, who sent a personal message to Eddie way back in the early 60s, Bing Crosby.
I certainly hope that the Happy Station and yourself will continue for many years to bring enjoyment each Sunday to its followers of all nationalities. Dear, you and I, Eddie, have been in the entertainment business for about the same number of years, and I certainly hope that we both reach the even greater number that my good old friend Bob Hope has. Well, this is Bing Crosby signing off now in Hollywood. My very best wishes to you, Eddie Starts.
Congratulations, congratulations, and happiness to you. Congratulations, congratulations, may every wish of yours come true. Love and live forever, let's all sing together. Congratulations, congratulations, and happiness to you.
Bing Crosby with a message that he sent to Eddie Starts way back in the early 60s. Well, let's now have a little bit of Bing Crosby. This is taken from the High Society soundtrack, a movie that starred Bing Crosby, Grace Kelly, and Frank Sinatra. Here's Bing performing with Louis Armstrong, who was also in the movie, with Now That's Jazz, here on the Happy Station.
Dear gentlefolk of Newport, or maybe I should say hats and cats, I want you to lend an ear because, I want you to hear some really shimmering sharps and flats. For these cozy virtuosi, just about the greatest in the trade, are fixing to show you now precisely how, or approximately, jazz music is made. Well, you take some skins, jazz begins, and you take a bass. Man, now we're getting someplace. Take a box, one that rocks. Take a blue horn, New Orleans born. Ah, you take a stick with a lick. Take a bone. Oh, hold the phone. Take a spot, cool and hot. Now you have jazz, 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 jazz. A little don't sound. That's positively therapeutic. Now you has jazz, 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 Messrs. Hall and Young. That's it, Hall. And Trumia. now you has Messrs. Kyle and Shaw.
At Billy Kyle. Arvel Shaw.
Now you has Mr. Barrett Deans. Listen to, well, you know who. Say, hey, Pops, you want to grab a little of what's left here?
Yeah, Daddy, yeah.
Here we go. If you sail,
I sail in, sailing
over the sea.
Or will you wait for me?
Take my tip, they're all molded hip in Italy.
Oh, well, Averaduce, as for France.
Oh, I know you're very big there.
Yes, believe it or not.
I do believe, I do indeed.
The Frenchman's all prefer what they call leges high.
Pull me down, take a plane.
Oh, Babadoosat.
Go to Siam.
Babadoosat.
In Bangkok today, round the clock, oh, well, they all like to jam. Indians are the Amazon. Beat one bar and all of them are.
Oh, well, gone, man, gone.
From the equator up to the pole. Everybody winging, everybody singing that rock, 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 rock and roll. From the east to the west. From the coast to the coast, jazz is king, jazz is the thing the folks dig. That's jazz.
Now that's jazz, Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong. And you know what? That's it. That's all. We've come to the end of this show. Once again, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And if you send in your reception report, you can also have a chance to win one of two shortwave radios. But if you want to find out the address, send me an email, or you can log on to the WRMI website at www.wrmi.net and click on Happy Station, and you'll find all the details there. Once again, next week on the show at 1 and 15 hours UTC, my special guest is going to be Helen Shapiro. So until next time, friends, all I can say is so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.